only on Indie 101.5 CIOI.
This is Aaron McCallum, and you're listening to Blues First Canada with Ken Wallace, keeping the blues alive.
It's that time of year again. The music festival season is about to kick off. One of the first blues festivals to start up is the Orangeville Blues and Jazz Festival. And Erin McCallum is one of the artists that'll be there. We're going to listen to one of her tunes, and then we're going to chat with the artistic director of the Orangeville Blues and Jazz Festival, June 3rd to 5th.
Even blues was left behind. Say that for me, Teddy. I can't even see the ground. Why do I keep on passing him? I can't even see the ground. My tears don't make a sound. Ain't no blues in New Orleans. Hey,
music is coming back, and that means festival season, blues festivals. And joining us is Larry Kurtz, the artistic director of the Orangeville Blues and Jazz Festival. Larry, thanks for coming on the show.
Yeah, Ken, it's so great to be back talking to you again about blues music.
Well, I think everybody's excited about it. And I understand you've got one heck of a lineup for this festival. Can you tell us all about it?
Coming back after 2 years of not being on, we're all a little bit rusty, but I think we're getting the hang of it again. We have a great lineup. What I've done really is I've tried to hire back as many of the artists that we had booked in 2020 that we had to cancel. So I've probably got a good 95% of those artists are available and coming back. Just to give you a rundown of how we do the festival, we start on Friday evening, and the dates this year are June 3rd to 5th. And we have we always start on the Friday evening with a classic car show. We call it our Blues Cruise on Broadway. About 300 cars up and down the whole main street of Broadway, which is closed down to traffic. And we have new this year, have an actual stage on the street. So it's sort of like a main stage. It's not our main stage, it's the main stage of that street, the Broadway stage. And we have bands playing on that stage like Danny Marks, Aaron McCallum, and Toronto Blues Society Talent Search winner Sandra Boza is playing. We also have some other bands playing right on the street mixed in with the cars. We're excited to have CJ Lee, the Australian blues man. We have Alfie Smith and Nicole Christian. And then we also close down a side street called Mill Street. So we have so many cars, we don't have enough room on Broadway. And down that side street, we have another stage, actually. And that will feature Voodoo Pawn Shop and another band out of Wasaga Beach called Boomerang. So that's what's happening on the street on Friday night. That goes from 5 until 9. And then at 8 p.m., the main stage starts in Alexander Park, which is the grassy park behind our town hall. Our festival, everything is located centrally, walking distance downtown. So the main stage Friday night, my band, Larry Kurtz and the Lawbreakers, we're opening up with a special guest. Harrison Kennedy is playing with my band. So super excited about that. The headliner that evening is Downchild Blues Band. So the legendary Downchild Blues Band will be making a return to our festival after many years. We're quite pleased about that.
And that's just scratching the surface. That's the first night. Then there's Saturday and Sunday to come yet.
Yeah. So on Saturday and Sunday, we have the street closed all weekend. So there's music on the streets. When you come to our festival, the main stage behind Alexander Park is a ticketed venue. It's $10 a day. We also have a weekend pass for $20. Super deal. The street has acts that are no charge. So you can see lots of local bands playing on the stage, really good talent that we have here in the Orangeville area. We also have a farmer's market happening at 1:30 p.m. on Saturday. We're going to have a brass band, heavyweights brass band, doing a New Orleans style jazz march through the downtown. So that's going to be cool. The other thing that happens, we use our town hall opera house. So all weekend in the opera house, soft seat theater, 250 seats. When you come into the main stage, that ticket gets you into the opera house as well. And we have acts in the opera house like Adam Karch coming from Montreal. We have Rick Fiennes. We have LTZ Band, which is Rick Taylor, Cheryl Lescombe, Chucky Zare. On Sunday, we have Carlos Del Honco playing in there with his band. So lots of fun stuff inside the opera house. The main stage that day, Mackenzie Blues Band, James Anthony with Danny B. We have Mike Goudreau Band from Eastern Townships of Quebec. So we're excited about that one. And we also have Chris Whiteley, Diana Braithwaite with their full band, Angel Forrest and her band. And headlining on Saturday night is Blackburn. So we're excited to have Blackburn back as well. So that's a fabulous lineup for that day.
And Sunday caps it all off.
And on Sunday is our Blues and Bikes event. So it's motorcycles. Every year it's growing and growing. The last festival we ran in 2019, there was over 2,000 motorcycles parked on the street on display. So it's quite the spectacle. And again, we have music on the street, music in the opera house. We also on Saturday have workshops in the library. There's going to be guitar, songwriting, And there'll be a vocal jazz workshop as well. But Sunday main stage, Emily Burgess and her band, Dylan Wicken's band. And we're doing a special show right after that with a band from Memphis, Tennessee that people may not be familiar with. It's Tony Holiday, right from Memphis, a harmonica player. And we're doing a show called Harp Attack, so featuring four harmonica players, Tony being one of them. I'm going to join them. And then we have Steve Mariner joining and Carlos Del Honco.
Oh, wow.
So it should be quite the harmonica blowout for that show.
That will be a harp attack for sure.
And on Sunday, headlining to close out the festival, we have Miss Emily coming to play. So we're very pleased about it.
You've got just about the who's who of the blues world and the music world. That's going to be a fabulous weekend. Larry, it must be an awful lot of work for you.
You know, it's a lot of work. It's a lot of fun. I've been fundraising and gathering our volunteers together. It takes over 200 volunteers to do this. So we've been signing up volunteers. We've had good support from the town of Orangeville and the BIA, and we've applied for funding from the federal government and the provincial government. We're an interesting festival because being one of the first of the year, we're not quite in sync with the government's schedule for funding. So sometimes we're waiting to the last minute to know if we get our funding or not. But we're going on faith that everything's going to work out.
I sure hope it does. And at most of the venues, the stages, are there chairs for people to sit or do they bring their own?
At the main stage area, you can bring your own chairs. Most people sit on blankets. We do have bleachers as well at the back. So there is that type of seating. We're trying to make it so the seating is where everybody can see the stage. The stage is elevated. It has a good view. There's not really seating provided. So it's like bring a lawn chair, bring a blanket. At the new stage on Broadway, there will be seating. There'll be a seating section right on Broadway with folding chairs that people can sit down and enjoy the show. We also have like a lot of vendors, and there's if you need to take a break, either in the park or on the street, there's picnic tables around, places where you can stop and have a bite to eat for sure. We have restaurants and pubs and clubs involved. So over the weekend, there's over 20 restaurants and clubs with music every night.
It sounds like it's going to be a fabulous weekend. And Larry, I think as a blues lover, I got to thank you personally and all of your committee for the hard work you put into and making this happen.
Yeah, we certainly have a good crew of people that, you know, our board of directors and our staff that help us out. It's certainly not a one-man show. It takes a lot of effort from a lot of people. And, we have some really good volunteers that have been with us for so long, and then we keep attracting new volunteers. But the ones who have been with us a long time, they're so valuable to us. They have so much knowledge.
Well, I can't wait. I will be there. And Larry, I thank you so much for your time. It's been great chatting with you.
I really appreciate this chance to come on and talk to you about it, Ken. Thank you very much.
Many thanks to Larry Kurtz for joining us. We are going to start playing as many of the musicians that will be appearing at the festival. We're going to play three in a row, and let's see how many we can get in the next hour. Up first, we've got Danny Marks with Man on the Radio. Then Elfie Smith and Nicole Christian, Without You is the name of the tune, and Larry Kurtz himself, Millie's Blues, three of the performers that'll be at the Orangeville Blues and Jazz Festival.
Take my hand, understand, I'm the man on the radio. You're just in time for the show, I wouldn't start it without you. Come with me, and you will see, we can go where you want to go. The man on the radio will take you there. One by one, that's how it's done. You stand. I'm the man on the radio. You're just in time for the show. I wouldn't start it without you. Chicago, I hate you too. New York's not doing me any favors when I'm alone without you. I'm alone without you. I hate everybody, everyone I meet and greet. I even hate Memphis when you're not here with me. You're not here with me. Philadelphia, Detroit, I despise. Every city that I come to, I can't wait to be home with you. I can't wait to be alone with you. I even hate New Orleans. That big river just makes me blue. This crescent city is hollow. It's not the same without you. I'm not the same without you. I'm alone without you.
My mama's name is Millie, and that's all right. Lord, I love that woman with the all of my mind. You talk to her family, they call her honey. But you mess with her, and it won't be funny. My mama's mama's name is Millie, and that's all right. I love that woman with all of my mind. She grew up down by the Credit River port. Times were hard and the money was short. All they could afford was a tiny little place. But she sure was loved, you can see it in her face. My granddaddy died when my mama was 5. There's 11 kids to feed, it was hard to survive. But my granny worked hard, did it all on her own. You never once heard that woman cry or moan. My mama's name is Millie, and that's all right. I love that woman with all of my might. White shirts. A Catholic woman with a Protestant man. A whole lot of people thought they was damned. My sister's name is Julie, my father's name is Wayne. When we all get together, drive my mama insane. My mama's name is Millie, that's all right. I love with the all of my mind.
Let's roll out three more bands that'll be at the Orangeville Blues and Jazz Festival. Downchild, this is I've Got Everything I Need from their 50th anniversary album. The Mackenzie Blues Band is going to be there. Up, Up, Up is the name of the tune. And from Quebec, the Mike Goudreau Band from Isolation Blues. You're listening to Blues First Canada.
I got everything I need, almost, but I don't. granted almost all of the time. But then one moment in the blink of an eye, my life changed, everything got rearranged. I found you, and good Lord, you lift me up.
Since I held you, haven't cuddled for so long. Trying not to count the days, forced to take our separate ways. It's been so long, I got the isolation blues. My world has turned upside down. Keeping our distance every day, missing the games and all the play. When will this virus go away? It's been so long, I got the isolation blues. Find a cure, get back to what we used to be, so we can hug and feel we're free. Enough of this insanity. It's been so long, I got the isolation blues.
What a great lineup at the Orangeville Blues Festival. Also appearing, multiple award-winning singer Angel Forrest. We've got Living in Bardo from Angels 11, Volume 2. Blackburn will also be there. We're going to play Railroad Song, and then Dylan Wickens will be there as well. We're going to play the tune Waiting. This is Blues Source Canada.
While we were searching for the truth in the bird, and still everybody
boy, the list just keeps going on. The Orangeville Blues and Jazz Festival. Steve Mariner's going to be there. We've got a tune from his solo release, Take Me to the City. Then Miss Emily from her Juno-nominated album. Live at the Isabel, we've got Hold Back the River. And Cheryl Luscombe will be there with Rick Taylor and Chucky Zare. You're listening to Blue Source Canada.
City's gonna take my soul. The whiskey and the women and the rock and roll. There's too much temptation, too little delay. I just can't stay away. Take me to the city. 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 And in the devil's dust. Well, I know that I shouldn't, but I think I will, 'cause I just can't get my fill. Take me to the city. Take me to the city. Take me to the city. Take me to the city.
You want to receive, hold back the river and part the sea. Hold back the river.
Hold back the river.
Hold back the river.
Hold back the river.
Sometimes you gotta trust what you cannot see. Hold back the river and part the sea. I said, you cannot see. Hold back the river and part the sea. Faith, love, hope, and charity. Hold back the river and part the sea. You gotta give, give if you want to receive. Hold back the river heart, they'll say, trust, trust, though it's hard to believe. Pull back the river and part the sea. Close one door to find out where the other may lead. Pull back the river and part the sea. Bring it down. Hold back the river. Oh, hold back the river. Sometimes you gotta trust what you cannot say. Hold back the river and part the sea. I said, hold back the river. Oh, hold back the river. Sometimes you gotta trust what you cannot say. Part the sea. Thank you very much. You guys have been so great. Have a wonderful night. Let's support Kingston Live Music. Kingston Live Music.
great time. It's going to be the Orangewell Blues and Jazz Festival, June 3rd to 5th. We've got time to squeeze in two more artists that will be appearing there, James Anthony and Carlos Del Junco. We will catch you again next week.
Why'd you have to go and do that for? Why'd you have to go call out my name? When I think of it, drives me insane. Now my tears are falling down like rain. Why'd you have to go call out my name? That phone.